This is Biz. I'm a stay-at-home mom with a preschooler.
And I'm Teresa, a working mom with a toddler.
This is a show about life after giving life. We all need a place to vent, so don't listen with your kids because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, we talk about mom friends. Who needs them? And no one joins us today. Why won't anybody join us, Teresa?
Why don't we have any mom friends?
I don't know. Could it be that we're alienating and horrible? Probably. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm getting bigger by the day.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So are you.
Yes, I am. I am getting bigger by the day as well. Though still you get the mix of, you know, weather reports from people. Wow. You're still so small.
Yeah.
Or today I got, you must be, how many weeks left?
Oh.
How many weeks left? And I know that everybody does like pregnancy shit by weeks. You know, like I just have never had the brain, like stamina to be like, my baby is this many months or this many weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, somewhere in this month of six.
Yeah. You're like, I can tell you my due date.
I can tell you my due date. You do the fucking math.
Yeah.
But like, but the idea of like, how many weeks do you have left?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like 17 or 6, I don't know, which I guess in the long run doesn't sound very much. But it doesn't sound the same as 3 months.
Right.
3 months are left.
Yeah. It's like,
7 pounds
like
for this baby by himself to get.
Yeah.
7 pounds in 3 months. It took 6 months for this baby to become 2 pounds.
Right.
And now in 3 months, this baby's probably going to get to be 7 to 9 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot of baby's going to get big fast.
You're going to be getting a lot bigger.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And it just is like, and it goes real fast. I forgot how fast this fucking part was.
I know.
Where I was just like, oh.
I know.
And it feels currently like his foot is trying to escape.
What? I was just saying the exact same thing to Jesse last night. I feel like there's this position that he gets in where it feels like he's sticking his foot in my vagina.
Yeah, like anime's just like reaching for the remote control, like so it begins.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very...
It's so uncomfortable.
Well, it tickles a little. It's a little odd. It's like a different sensation than the normal kicking.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah.
No, I happen to know that my baby is head down.
Oh, gee.
However, it still feels like I have a foot sticking
he's
down
like reaching
into
up.
My vagina.
He's like reaching over his head. He's upside down, head down. But he's trying to scratch
arm,
his
maybe.
Head, right? Maybe it's an arm.
Yeah.
Right? Who knows? Who knows? So just real quick.
Yeah.
Stefan left me this weekend and took Catherine Bell.
Lovely.
I know. They went to his parents' house. I think they kind of win because it was air conditioned and our place isn't. It's like apparently summer just started.
He was like, let me give you this gift, wife, of going and enjoying some air conditioning.
Right, at a place where other people will take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
without bitching about it the whole time. So here I am finding myself in the situation where I have, like, not only all day, but all night. It was like I just had a kid. I didn't know what the fuck to do with myself.
Oh.
I was like, maybe I should clean the house or go grocery shopping or I don't know. Like, it was awful. And then you get pissed. And we did a whole show on this. Then you get pissed that you're not taking advantage of your time.
Yeah.
But I did go treat myself to see World's End.
Cool.
Yes. I'm a big fan of those guys. And I... wasn't prepared for how much fighting there was, and it was so therapeutic and awesome.
Oh.
I love punching movies.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Cool.
It was really enjoyable.
Well, I think it's really kind of amazing, actually, that Jesse and I happened to go see World's End over the weekend as well.
Yes.
And the fact that you and I have both seen a movie that just came out. Like, maybe
simultaneously.
That's amazing. I never get a chance to go see movies anymore.
Fuck the show about parenting. Let's just talk about a movie.
Can we just talk about a movie? Like, the fact that we've both seen a movie is amazing to
me. That is amazing because it's very rare that I go.
Yeah.
You went with your husband.
I know.
I had to send mine to Orange County just to go and see a movie. Did you enjoy it? Or is this another example? example of how we relax differently.
Okay, we definitely relax differently. Yeah, I mean, actually, I can say I totally had fun. I did enjoy the movie. I thought it was a good movie, and it was fun. But it's not my thing. That is not my thing. And it was definitely one of those things where I kind of forgot it was, I knew it was going to be that kind of movie, but then I kind of forgot because the beginning kind of like lulls you into this zone.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like.
Punching.
Yeah.
A lot
it's
of
happening.
Punching.
Like, oh my God.
Punching.
Yeah.
And pitch 40-year-old man, you shouldn't be that good punching. It's so great.
And like heads coming off.
Yeah, and heads
stuff,
coming off.
Which was like, okay, right. I need to get, I need to get back in this zone
my
right
baby.
Now. Yes. Okay. And I like definitely was having like stomach discomfort during the movie. And I would love to just be like, it was something I ate, but I think it was actually just I got so tense from watching all of this violence. And I was like, literally, it was embarrassing. I was like gripping my belly. I was like trying to protect my unborn child.
I'm like shoving my belly at the screen. I'm like, create this.
You're like, you're like, bring this in, like absorb this. Yeah. And I was kind of stressing out, but I'm able to sort of go like, okay, get a grip and just like enjoy this. And I did, but it took effort.
Right,
took effort. And then we had this weird experience, like movie was over, we're leaving the movie. I'm kind of like trying to calm myself down. I'm like
you got your pregnancy birthing ball, that you take to the movie theater.
Right, no, never. But I'm trying to kind of like calm down and be like, okay, that was fun, but like let's not like go into preterm labor here, you know.
Right.
And then it kind of sucked. We had this weird experience like walking out where. Like, I guess the street that we parked on near the movie theater, like, it was totally a busy street, but for some strange reason, the time where we were walking to our car, we were, like, the only people there.
Oh.
And this guy was, like, walking on the sidewalk approaching us, and he was clearly, like, out of his mind.
Right.
Like, I don't know if he was on meth or, like, what he was doing, but he was totally out of his mind.
Right.
And his, like, body was totally out of control, and he was like yelling stuff.
Ugh.
And you know, Jesse and I are both like we've lived in cities and we've you know encountered situations like that before, and like we're both pretty comfortable just being like, all right, you just walk past the guy, you just don't, you know, you don't engage, you just, you know,
keep moving.
But then it became very clear that he was like targeting us with like his yells. And he actually stopped right in front of us and was, like, kind of trying to corner us, like, physically.
Oh, God.
And I just sort of, I don't know, it was so weird. Like, I think if I wasn't pregnant, I would have just been, like, fuck off, you know? And, like, kind of had more. But in this instance, I don't know, I felt like, oh, my God, I need to get away. Like, I just need to escape. And so we started, like, even though our car was right there, we started kind of like going around the car, and he was like following us around the car. Like, it was really intense. And then he was saying really weird things like, oh, you're so pregnant. And like, oh, I wish I could. I would, like, he was like saying all these, like, it was really scary.
Oh my God.
And so we just like crossed the street and like kept walking and kind of like, there was more light on the other side of the street, and there was like a group of kids walking over there, and I was like, I'm going over where there at least there's
some people. Right.
And we went over there, and he followed us and like kept talking to us for a little while, and then kind of just went away.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was like, at this point, I was just through the roof, like bonkers, completely.
Ugh.
Like, I was like, I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Like, it was so scary because it was like there was that moment of like, something could happen.
Right.
Like, it felt like he really wanted us to engage so that he could, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So thank God nothing happened, you know?
But, like, it's such a sense of, like, awareness of, like, how sometimes pregnancy, like, ramps up that
Totally. Also, it people always talk about, like, the mama bear or whatever.
Right,
like, if you're pregnant or you have, like, a baby, you're, like, much more just, like... Don't touch my family, you know.
Right.
So it was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of like disturbing to have this feeling of like, I had all those hormones going on, but I also felt so physically vulnerable that, like, I didn't feel like I could really protect myself. Like, I felt like I just needed to run away.
Right.
And I can't really run that fast right now.
Right, because you're pregnant. I definitely feel there's, like, a vulnerability, like, increase when you're pregnant. But mine are all really weird.
Okay. What are yours?
They've only happened while being pregnant. So, like, with Catherine Bell, I would, let's say I was about to cross the street. I lived in New York, didn't drive, you know, we weren't driving, everything was walking everywhere. And I'd be at a crosswalk, and if I looked both ways and saw no cars coming, like, there's not even a car on the street, the moment I stepped in the street, I envisioned myself getting hit by a car.
Oh my God, I was just
positive a car was going to come out of nowhere and hit me. Like, the sense was so impending. And now in L.A., driving, I find myself at red lights, you know, like, you kind of look over at the car next to you, like, you know, like, whatever. I now have this overwhelming sense that somebody's going to pull a gun out and shoot us in the car.
Oh,
he's going to shoot me and shoot Katie Bell. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just like at every red light.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to pull a gun out and shoot me.
Oh, my God.
This is what goes through my head.
Yeah.
Stefan was like, that sounds really not relaxing.
Yeah, it sounds like, really stressful.
Is there anything about me that's relaxing?
Yeah.
But there's, like, this keyed up sense of, like, awareness that,
like, something could happen.
Something could happen.
Yeah.
Something could happen.
Yeah.
Weird. And
hormones are so weird.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about mom friends.
Okay.
Good intro.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa.
Yes.
Mom friends.
Oh, mom friends.
Who needs them?
Not me.
Not me. I can do this all by myself.
Plus, moms are lame.
I will start off by saying that, like, Stefan and I had Catherine Bell. And, like,
sorry, I'm still adjusting to the fact that she's Catherine Bell.
I know, she's Catherine Bell now.
It's really hard for me.
She's so mature.
Okay.
She had just, by a side note, today was her first day of pre-K, and she totally on her own chose to wear the shirt with the iron-on letters that spell out Catherine Bell.
That's awesome.
So I just like that my daughter's kind of being like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, anybody who can read, it's fucking Catherine Bell.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when we had her, I remember us, like, starting to, you just suddenly are around parents. You just become more aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Stefan and I looking at each other and being like, God, I don't think we like parents.
Yeah.
I don't think we like other parents very much. And then, like, the kind of the panic sets in of, like, oh, God, well, now what? You know what I mean? And, like,
it can't be friends with the friends we already have anymore.
That's right. But I, people without hell, my friends don't have kids. They don't want to have anything to do with me now. It's not because I'm, like, going through some sort of crazed, weird, you know, possibly depression, isolated in my home with a baby sucking the life out of me and my whole life's upside down. Why do my old friends want to hang out? I'm still cool. But so I think, like, initially for us, there wasn't a big, like, rush during the first couple of months.
Yeah. Well, I think all the, like, early baby days, like, you're just kind of...
Yeah, but you sign up at the beginning. Like, I don't know if you did this, but, like, when you were pregnant, did you sign up for, like, a, you know, birth group? Like, you know, like,
no.
It's 2009. Everybody's giving birth on...
Didn't do any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you would have struck me as a...
Did not want to do it.
See, I signed up, like, on... Like, the parent center, whatever that is, baby center, they automatically kind of throw you into a group. And I was like, all right, I'll see what's going on.
Yeah.
And there was a Park Slope one, because I live in Park Slope.
Oh.
So there was definitely a Park Slope parents
I thought that was board. Only for, like, internet, like, like a forum.
No, no. Well, so the Park Slope is, it's, you should live in Park Slope is what they're going for. Yeah. And
wait, is this separate from the Baby Center?
Separate from the Baby Center.
I thought you were saying
Yeah, no, no. Okay. Separate from Baby Center. And signed up for that so there'd be moms in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I already was getting a sense from the list that I wasn't sure I liked any of these people. Uh-huh. Their babies hadn't even come out and they were stressing me out. You know, like I was wondering like, what do you mean you have this built in your room, at, you know, 4 months before your baby is born? Or what do you mean you're doing this totally naturally? Or what do you mean you're doing? Like, it's just like a million things that like stressed my shit out.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I don't know. Is that okay? Are we weird? Because I had the same, like Jesse and I have had the same thing where we're like worried we're not going to like the people. And like that sometimes we don't like the people and then we feel bad for not liking the people.
Mm.
And I feel like there's this thing with like having mom friends or having parent friends where there's almost this like feeling that like it shouldn't matter whether you even
like
the person.
Right.
Because what you're really doing is just like connecting over like your that you both have
like
children
a,
or something, but it's like that's there's this part of it that is true that you want to connect with other people who are going through a similar experience for sure, but the part that you want to like I want to hang out with this person, I want to spend my time with this person, that doesn't go away.
Yeah, it's like, not like just because we both gave birth doesn't make us, isn't it necessarily a good starting point for friendship.
Right.
And it's been, well, here's a question for you, because I feel like in one of our like walks, we were talking about mom friends, and I was like, sort of talking about my process of eventually finding mom friends, and I swear my memory is of me being like, nah, I never did any of that. And I was like, why? And you were like, well, we already knew some people with kids. Like, we already had, you kind of like came equipped with mom friends. Like, you had, you knew people who were having children roughly.
I've
seen pictures of you on Facebook with other women with babies your age.
Yeah, but they don't really live here, though. But
I'm just creating a life for you based on your Facebook pictures.
Right.
I have no idea what you're
like. Okay, well, let's say this, okay? Because it is true that I think I was even less, despite the concerns about not liking people, I was even less motivated to go out and meet new mom friends than I would have been, like, had I not had some friends, like, some of my very good friends having babies around the same time. And, like, you know, a couple cousins having babies around the same time. So even though they didn't live in LA, I could still, like, email them or call them or talk to them. And I didn't feel like I was the only person I knew who had a child. Like, there were definitely other people in my life and social circle. But I will say that you were the first, like, mom friend.
Score!
Yeah. And
I did it.
And I think you're still pretty much my only mom friend. Like, because I definitely went through a time of, like, when I'd be playing at the park with Simon, if I started talking with another mom and she seemed nice, like, we might exchange numbers or email addresses or whatever.
Right.
Like, none of that ever went anywhere. But, like, I felt like with you, I was like, oh, I like her. Like, I was like, I like her. Like, we can be friends because I like her. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Like, outside of children, because our kids aren't, like, remotely
the
same age.
It's not even really enjoyable to hang out with them together at the same time.
They just are totally on different, like, you know, age lengths, right? Like, Simon is still don't want to play with other children, per se.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever taken kids anywhere. Like, you ever tried to, like, do a play date with another kid? You're not ever going to see each other again.
The moment you walk into
the facility, goodbye.
You're just there parallel.
Yeah, you're there parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of funny because I actually think, now that I think about it, you're not really a mom friend for me. Mm. You're just a friend that I made when I was 31 instead of being a friend that I made like all my other friends when I was like 18 or whatever.
That's me. I come creeping into people's lives much later in the game. But I think that's a good point. And let's just wrap up right now.
Yeah.
Say you're looking for a friend, not a mom friend.
Yeah.
Like, once again, we put this like mom thing on our, you know, at the beginning of it, which I think automatically makes it kind of icky. Like, there's some sort of, you know, it's lesser than. So, like, for Stefan and I, it was, you know, There is, without totally insulting mom groups to this point in the show.
Right. Later, we will definitely.
If we haven't already. Like, mom groups became for me two things. One was a place for me to dump diapers once Katie Bell had grown out of them. Two, there was a time about, like, 2 months after having Katie Bell, Catherine Bell, whatever the fuck her name is, KB, that I realized I hadn't really left the house. Mm-hmm. And we certainly had friends come over. I had to leave the house with the baby.
Yeah.
And I needed to do it not with friends where I was putting pressure on myself that I wasn't being my cool old self with my friends, as opposed to just going out and pulling my boob out at a coffee bar and having coffee. You know, like, I just realized I was getting in a bad place. Mm-hmm. So I did rely on a mom group there where I just said, hey, I realize I haven't left the house. Mm-hmm. And you guys are all talking as if you've all left your house many times. I need to get out of the house and meet you somewhere.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it went out and it was, like, I didn't relate to a single one of them. Mm-hmm. And it was totally, like, casual party conversation. It seemed like everybody else totally were on the same level and I was the one who was off. But it wasn't about that for me in that particular situation.
Sure.
It was about proving I could put my kid in a stroller, walk her ass down, you know, 3 blocks to a coffee place, take her out, get her out, get my food, get myself comfortable, breastfeed her, do all the shit that, like, it's like 20 extra steps versus going to get a cup of coffee that I was so scared to do.
Right.
So, like, that's what that became about.
That's a really good point, actually, because part of having mom friends, I think sometimes you don't need, like, a best buddy. Sometimes you just need, like, another human who, like, understands what you're going through.
Right.
And, like, be there present with you.
And as instinctual as motherhood may be for some people, it's still weird to do it the first time, you know, like, or second time, or even the first month while you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But once you get past the initial, like, I just need somebody to be present with me.
Yeah.
There does become a point where it would be nice to have somebody to interact with that has a kid.
Totally.
You know, just.
Totally.
So how do you make those friends?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you what we did.
Okay.
Since the message boards weren't working out for us, Katie Bell, I'm just going to, Katie Bell got up at like 6 in the morning. Uh-huh. You know, that's what time she woke up, still to this day.
Yeah.
And we'd be like in the house until like 8 or 9 before we ever took her anywhere. And finally one day I was like, why aren't we just going to the park at 6:30 in the morning? Or, you know, the playground, like down the street.
Yeah.
At like 6:30 or 7 in the morning. Why are we forcing ourselves to stay inside? Like, it was like a weird thing of like, you only go out in the afternoon.
You know?
So we started taking her over to the playground, which was totally deserted and empty, except for a handful of parents who had already figured it out.
Yeah.
And they all had kids her age. Mm-hmm. And I actually met the dad, one of the dads first. And we're sitting there talking about, like, well, what do you feed your kid? You know, now that it's solids. Like, how do I give my kid proteins? Because grinding up meat's disgusting. You know, and he was like, eggs. And I was like, holy shit, I don't eat eggs. Why didn't I think about eggs? You're a genius. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we started talking. And then there became, like 4 or 5 couples with kids all about the same age. And we totally just met at the playground.
Cool.
And everybody lived within walking distance. And then somebody started doing people come over for coffee. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll host a coffee one morning. Or let's always meet at the playground. And it just became a very natural process of we're like, we actually, like, Stefan and I would leave and be like, I actually like that person.
Yeah.
Like, I find them interesting and funny. Uh-huh. And then there's this, like, miracle moment where you go over to somebody's house and you realize that, like, no one cares that your conversation is being broken up by your kid moving and you having to kind of follow your kid. Mm-hmm. Other people are watching your kid and you're watching their kid. It becomes this, like, opportunity to actually communicate with people again and feel relaxed with your kid amongst other people, as opposed to feeling like everybody's judging what my kid is doing, or I need to keep an eye on my kid because you don't have stuff that's kid-friendly. Or
And also, like, I think when people don't have kids, sometimes they don't have the confidence to, like, watch your kid with you or for you, or, like, intervene or, like, participate in that part of it. Like, they'll be nice with your kid, but they don't because they're not, like, in it, they're not necessarily going to, like, jump in and be like, oh, let's go look over here.
Right.
Oh, let you know, that's actually breakable. Or, oh, you know, they just leave it to you, which which is totally understandable. Yeah. And I used to do the exact same thing.
Sure. As a mom, I was horrible with other people's kids.
Totally. But it's like, as a mom, you're just like, okay, well, then it's all on me. And yeah. So and it's so draining to be like trying to socialize and enjoy your friends and be the only person who's like entertaining your child and preventing your child from hurting, like harming their stuff.
Or... And I always felt bad, like it was, in retrospect, it was never my friends who didn't have kids. It was always me putting this undue pressure on myself to live up to what I was or who I was or how I engaged with them pre-kid.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like I became boring. Like, I don't think that that's just me being self-conscious. Like, I think I probably did become boring to some extent to people who don't also have little kids, because it's like, it's the stuff that is that I'm going through and talking about is like probably totally boring to somebody who's not going through it.
Right.
And meanwhile, we're going to get interrupted 20 times.
Yeah.
And or even if my kid isn't even there, I'm just going to space out and forget my train of thought and be confused and also be rushing to get back home to my kid.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's just like I became ruined for those friendships.
Yeah.
Like, in a way. I know those people still love me and I know we have like a future of friendship ahead of us. But like this time in my life.
Right.
I have ruined that.
Hey, yeah, this current part of my life.
Yeah.
I might as well have like a drug problem.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know? Like, and stealing money out of their wallets.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like.
Yeah.
All right, so that was one way. So one way to make mom friends.
No, I really like that. I think also what you brought up in that is, I think there's something that kind of takes the pressure off when it's more than one other couple that you're making friends with at once, or like more than one other parent, like. The idea of like a group sort of coming about, or even just like three couples, or three friends or something, I think there's something really nice and manageable about that.
Yeah.
It's really different from like, oh, you hit it off with a mom at the park and then you exchange numbers and then you're both kind of wondering, does she actually want to hang out? Do I want to hang out? Do I have time? I don't really have time. What if she wants to hang out and I don't have time? What if I want to hang out?
Well, that's hopefully the given
it
of mom
is.
Friends that like
it
you
is.
Understand that when you say I'll call you, it could be like 3 years from now.
Right.
So you just got to put yourself out. And be like present, because you could kind of like watch people at the park and be I dig what they're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, or the kids start playing. And that's sort of like level two is like when the kid gets old enough to kind of start interacting with other kids more.
Yeah.
I actually have like, you know, a mom friend that I like totally hang out with. She's like, and she is, you know, I think we're friends.
Do you like her more than you like me, though?
No, God, no.
Okay,
never,
good.
Never, never.
All right.
Never, Teresa. But, like, I met her through swim class. Like, she and Katie Bell, her daughter and Katie Bell were in the same swim class. And, you know, you're sitting out there for a while with these
Please,
moms.
Please, God, let there be at least one other parent that you would like to have a conversation with so you don't just have to, like, sit there.
But you can't. But, like, it does take effort. Like, I mean, even after the class, it wasn't necessarily at the class that we became friends. It was that, like, she and I, Catherine Bell and I, would go out and have, like, lunch right outside of the swim class. The mom would come out with her daughter, and we would say hi and invite them over and share strawberries and, like, whatever. And, it, like, again, a slow, gradual process. And then we both realized, you know, swim classes are ending, but our kids like to play together. And this is, we're still reasonable. This is, we're still having conversations that aren't weird and awful. And, you know, we may not hit exactly, but we're hitting pretty good. Let's plan another activity.
Yeah. You know,
I don't think we ever had like a real somebody come over to the house for like a year, but we did start to go to like a water park together.
Yeah.
Or we started going to a museum together.
Yeah.
Little things like that, exchanging the numbers, that sort of thing. So like you can also meet people through activities.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you got to put yourself out there. You can't just like sit. You got to test them out.
Right.
It is like dating.
Right.
Sometimes people open their mouths and you're like, holy crap, you're a total racist.
Yeah.
I ran into a lot of people where I was like this. Really?
Yeah.
Like the moment you start talking to some other parents, because again, your friends you meet usually because you're sharing an activity.
Yeah.
You know, like your high school friends or your whatever. It's very rare that you just like meet a stranger and become friends.
Totally.
With like mom friends, and I say mom friends, this is all parents.
Right.
Like there's this instant you're supposed to start talking because you have the kid.
Right. But maybe you should never
maybe
have
Maybe we should never have spoken. I'm just like, holy crap, there's a lot of bigots out there.
I know.
I'm just like, whoa.
I know. And everybody's at the same place because you went to the place that they have for your kids in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just like, whoa. I don't ever want to speak to you again. What? I'm always like, when do you come?
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
We will never not be coming again. at this time of day ever again.
That's why I really like the mom friend that you make through your friend.
Yeah,
your
that's
other friend.
Been working,
that's
yeah.
also really good. Like that's... we have a friend who she went to my college. She's like best friends with one of my best friends.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, this is we're on the same page about a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I don't have to.
Right. It's okay. We don't have to start from.
Yeah.
No horrible surprises are coming down the pipeline when we go have coffee tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's just the approach of blindly throwing yourself at people like I did at a library once where Catherine Bell and I are checking out books. I think I emailed you immediately and told you how humiliating this was. So there's a woman behind me and she has two kids. And I think she's being kind of funny with the kids. The kids are totally out of control. But she's managing them. She's being funny. And I'm mm-hmm. Hey, this woman seems like... She's having a nervous breakdown with her kids.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. That's always a good time.
Yeah.
And we're kind of chatting. And she leaves. Catherine Bell and I get in our car. And we're pulling out. And I was like, I really should have said something to this woman. And I didn't. And then I see her walking with her kids. And so, I pull the car around and, block them. I'm in the middle of the street. I'm like, hey, rolling down my window. Hey, I just wanted to say my name is, Elizabeth, and we just live down the street. And it clearly looks like you're living over here. Here's my phone. Here's my phone number. If you ever want to just, call and go have a breakdown together, whatever. Something totally dumb. And, uber aggressive. And then... She's like, great. And I'm like, great. And never heard from her, which was fine.
Yeah.
I went home and I was like, Stefan, I just totally drove after a woman.
Yeah.
And gave her my number in hopes of making a friend.
That's really cool, though. No, it is.
I'm really great.
No, you are really great. That is just it's such a good story because it's because you did the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Even if she never ended up calling, first of all, she probably just never ended up calling because who ends up getting around to doing
that? I will say that kid probably ate the paper. Kid was
no, but I mean, that's the thing. When you see an opportunity like that, the right thing to do in that situation, come what may, is to put yourself out there. And it is really cool that you did that. It is.
All right. I do wanted to say it does become a little easier, the mom friend thing, the parent friend thing. I have felt I am much more open to the experience now that I'm 3-4 years in,
mm-hmm.
and it started becoming easier about 3 years in, where I was a little more relaxed
mm-hmm.
about parenting. Because I'll admit it, that first year, not only do you maybe not like other parents, Stefan and I would leave things and be like, can you believe they're doing that with their kid?
Yeah.
We are such better parents.
I know.
You do the whole judging thing. You can't help it. You know what I mean? And that just... For me, seems to have gone away a little
bit.
I think
you feel more comfortable with what you're doing, you stop
attacking
worrying about
everybody.
What other people are doing. Yeah, no, I think that's true. I definitely have, even Simon being two, I've definitely felt that that stuff fade more. I'm
right.
And it doesn't matter if they're doing that because it doesn't mean that what I'm doing is
wrong. Right. So mom friend wrap up. Don't sell yourself out. Don't convince yourself you don't need one.
Yeah.
Because it does help.
Yeah.
Moms, dads, it doesn't matter. You're just looking for, I think you're right, Teresa, you're looking for a friend.
Yeah.
More than somebody else with kids.
Yeah.
I think for the new mom friend thing, make the effort. You don't have to like them, but if it gets you out of the house, that's good. Get you used to trying. It's like dating. Get you used to trying to make them so that when the right friend comes along, you grab on.
Mm-hmm.
try different scenarios for finding these friends. Get used to a good eye roll. That's like, that was like my kind of mom pickup line. Like if we were like at a sing-along and like I made a face and the other person responded with a horrible face about how horrible this was.
Great,
I was like, this is a good
this
sign.
This is good,
yeah. I think we've talked about the fact that if you want to use the One Bad Mother Facebook page or One Bad Mother message board on MaximumFun.org, you at least share this podcast as a starting point for making friends.
Yeah.
You probably will get along if you find this show even remotely funny.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good starting place. And for non-mom friends, I think it's really, I hate saying it, less about them. It's not your fault, non-mom friends.
Yeah.
You got it. You as the mom need to remember that, like, it's you.
Yeah.
It's your pressure. And it took me a long time to actually say to, like, my best friend, I feel like you're constantly, like, not wanting to talk to me, like, on the phone when I have my kid with me because I have to keep breaking. And she's like, no, I'm just trying to let you know that it's okay. And I'm like, well, I'm reading it totally as... you're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, it's
your... And it's like, maybe I know it's okay, but I still need you.
I still need you to tell me that it's okay. Yeah. So like, it's like, heaven forbid, it's like everything we wind up wrapping our show up with. Try and be honest with the people in your lives and don't make these stupid assumptions. You know, and from the other side, for the non-mom friends side, just lower the expectations of the new mom. A little bit. They are there. They want. It's like being on the other side of a glass window. You're like, I really want to see him. Like, no one can hear you or see you on the other side of the window. Like, that's how you feel. Where you're like, I'm right here.
Totally.
But like, know that like, it's gonna come back around. Offer the patience. Offer the sense of humor.
And don't feel bad if you don't know what to do with the kid.
And don't feel bad.
You're not
say
there
it.
For the kid. You're there for you, to be friends with your friends.
Yeah, and you and your friends have been honest about a lot of other stuff. Don't suddenly make kids feel like you can't be honest about, like, I don't know what to do with your fucking kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, okay, good.
I don't expect you to know what to do with my kid.
I don't know what to do
with my
kid.
I wouldn't have known what to do with my kid. I don't know what to do with a kid who's 6 months older than my kid.
Right. Like. Exactly. Exactly. So, like, just be honest. Don't feel like, you know, don't feel like shit.
Yeah.
About, like, trying to make these friendships or relationships work. It's hard.
Yeah.
This is Cameron Esposito.
I'm Rhea Butcher.
This is Ricky Carmona.
And we have a great action and sci-fi movie podcast. That's right, great. On the Maximum Fun Network. It is called Wham Bam Pow. Every week we review an amazing movie about blow-em-ups.
Smash
we call it a dick flick.
Yeah, we do.
And you can tune in to the movies on Netflix Watch Instant. Maybe they're in theaters. It's going to change your life. You can subscribe on iTunes or listen at MaximumFun.org.
Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius fail time. Before we get started on today, sharing our genius and fails for today, we are working up towards a all genius, all fail, all rant show. So we would like to, we get a ton of genius and fails and rants. They're great. So if you haven't heard yours recently, it's probably because it's being saved for the special. But we will take more. So we just want to encourage you to call. Again, the number is 206-350-9485. Leave us your geniuses. Leave us your fails. Leave us your rants. We just like to hear from you. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think I've shared on the Facebook page that usually, like, it'll be, like, 9 o'clock at night after everybody's asleep. I just go through, like, 20 calls at once, you know, like kind of, you're just getting them edited for the show, and they crack me up. Like, it's just like, there's something about hearing them one after the other, after the other, especially, because sometimes we'll have like a string of geniuses. Like, we'll get like a week, in a week, we'll get like a ton of genius moments. And I'm like, you guys are great. I hate you. And then my favorites are when we get like a string of fails and rants. Those are, I do enjoy them.
Let's just say the number one more time. It's 206-350-9485.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
After last week having no genius moments.
Yeah.
Because life was so sad last week. Genius moments.
Okay. Let's hear it.
We don't have central air conditioning, and it's very hot right now. I have like a portable AC unit that's in our den, and we have like a window unit in her bedroom. You can't run them simultaneously or the house explodes. But I needed to just get some stuff done this last week, extra in the morning, and Catherine Bell was like standing in front of the portable air conditioning unit. And she kind of starts like picking a few things up and like, I'm going to see how far this blows. And she would like put a piece of paper in front of it. It doesn't go anywhere. So the first thing I say, because I'm working on the computer, and I look up and I say, oh, that's a great idea. Why don't you go room? Why don't you find something in every room and see if it floats, if it flies with the air conditioning unit. So off she goes, bringing back, you know, some stuff's pretty good. Some stuff is very bad. Like that rock. Go ahead, give it a shot. But she finds her feather boa and pulls off a couple of feathers and brings them in. And those things are amazing. Yeah. You put them in front of the AC unit and they go up. And then she's chasing them. And then she goes and finds a net and like tries to catch the feathers and then puts it. It went on for an hour.
Oh, my God.
An hour of feather play. She just, I mean, it was really actually very fun. It was very easy to kind of work and like also relate to her because the feathers would come raining down on me, you know, because I'm trying to get as cold as possible.
Yeah.
It was very fun. So feathers in front of the air conditioning unit. I mean, I knew the house was going to be trashed with feathers later. My house is going to be trashed every day for the rest of my life. So that's just whatever.
Yeah.
Feathers, honey, doesn't matter.
Well, a pile of feathers is not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. So that was mine. That was good.
That's
great. Really, I felt really good about that.
Mine is sort of just like a shitty version of yours, I think. yes, I will echo. I think both my genius and fail this week have the theme of it's 12,000 degrees outside and what the hell am I supposed to do with my 2-year-old for on a 4-day weekend?
Oh,
I know I shouldn't be complaining about a 4-day weekend, but
it changes once you have kids.
It was really, it was a lot just because it was too hot to go to the park. So we couldn't play outside. We couldn't go to the park.
Yeah.
There was just very little that we could do. But one thing I figured out we could do is Simon likes to take a shower. He likes to just get in the shower, which is like something I did not. I mean, when he was a baby, he used to take showers with me sometimes and he always liked it, which I thought was like really nice because it just made it easier for me. But now, like, he'll just go into the bathroom and if I don't like watch him, he'll just go in and turn on the shower with all his clothes on because it's like a walk-in shower, you know?
Fun.
And so I have to get him to take his clothes off. But if he goes in there and he wants to take a shower, I'm like, sure, let's take your clothes off. You can get in the shower. And he stands under the shower like a little tiny adult, like just like standing under there getting a shower. And of course, it's nice because you can just do cool water. And it's really refreshing. And then like bring a couple toys in there and he'll just play in there for a while.
That is genius.
That's good.
There is like something about like, why does bath time, shower time have to happen at the end or the beginning of the day?
Yeah.
Like, let's just, like, your own private pool.
He's still going to take a bath at the end of the day.
Sure.
It's part of his bedtime routine.
Yeah.
But, like, he can play in the shower for a while. I don't have to worry about, like, shampooing him or, like, doing any, you know what I mean? Like, he's just in there to.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Genius.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Hi there. I'm calling in with my genius moment this week. It was preceded by several years of fail, so I'll tell you what's going on. I have a 3.5-year-old daughter. I breastfed her for just under a year, which means that my boobs got bigger, and then they got smaller, and I went right on back to my, so I stepped, you know, up when I was pregnant, stepped down to to my pre-pregnancy bra. And I had been uncomfortable, you know, for a little while. And then, so, yeah, 3.5-year-old daughter. I went and got fitted for a bra. It turned out that I had been wearing 2 band sizes and 2 cup sizes too small.
Ow!
For what? So 2.5 years. So nice work, me. I recommend it highly. Just go and get fitted, you guys. It's awesome.
Genius.
Thanks so much, you one bad mothers. I love the show.
I gotta tell you, that fitting thing.
I like that.
Every time I get like, I'm gonna go get fitted, I'm like, I'm gonna have another baby. So I got my boobs looking all fucked up. So like, why go get the fit? But fuck that. We should get fitted every, like, 6 months when you're pregnant. You should have a bra that fits you. I know. Okay. You probably shouldn't. But that is genius because it's amazing
it's
how
really
we all
genius.
Walk around in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, the one article of clothing you got to wear every single day.
Yeah.
It's amazing how cheap I'll be with it.
Yeah, and how much more comfortable you are when you're wearing a good bra that fits you.
I know.
That's really genius.
It is genius.
Very nice.
Good job, Mom. Let's fail. Who wants to feel good about themselves?
Fail.
You suck.
So we were at Stephen's folks' house a couple of weekends ago, and they're cooking fajitas out for us. And so I'm putting together Catherine Bell's plate, and like, here's a little guacamole. Here's a little. I've already had like several bites of the salsa. Mm-hmm. It's not hot. A little salsa on her plate, chips. Mm-hmm. She eats the fajita. It's all going really well. Apparently, I missed that there were some jalapenos in the salsa.
Ooh.
And she got not even like a tiny.
Those things are.
She got
really
a like big.
Like a full
like the nipple
jalapeno.
Of the jalapeno, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the tip. It's like all jalapeno.
Oh my God.
And she was like, but and we've taught her that like if something is spicy in your mouth, you drink milk. But she of course drank all the milk, so like she's like spicy, and she's like, I'm like spit it out.
Yeah.
Like out comes this gigantic jalapeno. I'm like, go get her the milk. I'm like, give her the milk, and she's drinking. I mean, we're like guzzling milk, and I'm just like, oh, Catherine Bell, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that there were I didn't see the jalapenos. I didn't think they would be a big deal. And like, are you okay? Like, we get through it. Like, we survive it.
Did she cry?
Not really. I mean, she's like now entered that sort of like 3.5-4-year-old phase of like, I understand something horrible's happening, and I'm like briefly upset, but then I'm kind of okay.
Yeah.
And so she was like, this is really, really hot. It's burning. And I'm like, I know. And then we like talked about like, you know, heat and spice and stuff like that. And so she was like, okay at the end. But like, you know, I immediately turned into like, once I know that she's kind of okay, it's like, do you know how intense that was that you ate that jalapeno?
That's cool.
Like, that's incredible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever want to eat one again? No. That's fine. You know? And like, Stephen was just like looking at me across the table like, fail. You put that on her plate. You gave it to her. I did. I just totally, we just missed it.
Mm-hmm.
We missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And by we, I mean me.
Well, on our 4-day, 12,000-degree heat weekend, one morning, I thought to myself, we will go to the Children's Museum because that is the only place for kids that is open and has air conditioning.
Yes.
I can't think of a single other thing to do.
Right.
The indoor playground is closed on the weekends. We can't stay in our house.
Right.
So I get Simon in the car. I'm talking it up. We're all excited. We're so pumped.
What day
is
this?
We drive all the way over there.
What day is this?
Saturday. We drive all the way over there. I'm pulling in. I'm noticing there's some sort of event going on. And we realize, we get up to the like parking attendant people, and they're like, oh, yeah, the Children's Museum is closed today. Well, I literally almost cried.
Yeah.
I had tears. I was fighting back tears because in my mind I'm thinking, I have nowhere else to go. Like, it's already so hot outside.
So hot.
you know, it was all we could do to, like, get it together to get in the car, drive all the way over there. Simon's pumped for it. Yeah. I mean, it was just, and so I was like, you know, I'm so sorry, but, you know, it's closed, so we got to think of something else to do. And he's asking if we're going to go to the park. And I'm just thinking, there's literally no way I can physically be at the park.
Yeah.
Even like a shady park. I just can't do that today.
Yeah.
And we can't go back home. You know, like, we got to do something. We literally just went to Target. That was all I could fucking think of. And we went to Target and we, like, we bought like a couple toys and like just like, you know, some grapes that we could munch on.
Right.
And we literally hung out
at Target.
In Target. Like, we walked around. We, like, took our time.
I'm surprised you didn't see us there, because all we did was go shopping all weekend, because it was the only cool place to go.
It was the only... So that was Simon's stimulating, educational weekend family activity, was hanging out in Target.
Yay, it's September in California.
Hi, I'm calling to report a fail. I am a new mom of a absolutely adorable 9-week-old, and today we were leaving the house to go to the lactation consultant when my sweetheart threw up on my shirt that was buttoned down as I had chosen, since we were going to the lactation consultant. And so I stick her in a car seat, run upstairs, pick out a new button-down shirt, and glance in the mirror to make sure that my now gigantic breastfeeding boobs are not busting out of the shirt, think it looks good, and go on downstairs. And we go to our appointment. And on the way home, we think we're going to stop by the grocery store. And as we do, we run into our neighbors with her absolutely adorable children. I think they're 8 and 5. And the little 5-year-old girl, who is totally precious, looks at me and says, "I think you need to do up your buttons." And I'm like, oh, God. And I look down. They look good. I try to brush it off. And I'm like, no, I think they're okay. And she's like, let me look over here. Gets a different view from a different angle and says, no, I think you still need to do up your buttons. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. So in, I guess, the 3 hours that had passed, my boobs had grown so much that I now, what was previously a pretty decent shirt to go out in, is now indecent, and I've probably scarred my neighbor's child and spend the whole rest of my grocery trip completely self-conscious that my boobs are flashing the whole store.
I separating totally the forgot buttons. About that. It takes like a couple of hours. Your boobs can go from like a B to an E.
Yeah, like really fast.
I totally forgot about that.
I know. I've forgotten everything.
Oh, God. Horrible.
That is the worst. I secretly wonder if she thinks everybody's so precious. If that's her way of saying, like, no, the kid's really precious, a.k.a. fucking hate my neighbor and her kids. That is the worst. Yeah, I forget, like, how big.
Yeah, you're just out of control. You can't.
You're just a walking nightmare. Why doesn't anybody want to be friends with me?
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you.
Speaking of not having any friends, no one wanted to come play with us on Labor Day, Day week. Heaven forbid people had plans with their families or going back to school. But we do have some amazing guests coming up over the next couple of months. We're really excited about it. But today we don't.
Yeah.
So there.
Take it.
Take it. Enjoy it. So let's just jump right in to the mom rant.
Yep.
The mom breakdown.
Let's do it.
Hi, Teresa and Biz. So I had a rant. I came into work this morning, and on my way, I'm about 31 weeks pregnant. So I'm big and I'm short and I have a short torso. And I came into work today, and a guy was like, whoa, I was not ready I saw you and I thought, you're ready to go. And I was like, oh, I have 2 more months. He's like, 2 more months? Well, you sure look jolly. And jolly is not a compliment. It's not something that a pregnant woman who has probably gained too much weight in her pregnancy and who has a short torso wants to hear. Strangers constantly tell me that I look ready to pop right now. And I know I look big, but still, please don't tell me that. It doesn't make me feel very good. Anyway, hope you're doing great. Love the show. Bye.
Oh, I love how she brings it around to end on a nice note.
You don't
that
have to
is
do
so
that.
Shitty.
Jolly?
That's just, what a dick.
Jolly is such like...
It's so backhanded.
It's backhanded and it just seems like extra insulting, like as if there's like a little bit of
patronizing.
Talking, patronizing. Yeah. A little bit jolly.
Yeah.
You know, I just... Again, just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Do not talk to pregnant women.
Yeah.
Just say.
Don't talk about. Don't. Yeah.
About, hi.
Either say
how are you?
How are you? Or say you look great.
Yeah. Or you look great.
Yeah.
And they can decide to believe you or not.
Yeah.
But just 31 weeks. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're doing great.
You are
great. You'll be great. I'm not worried about you. You're going to be fine.
You are.
Fuck and that dickhead.
Fuck that. That's right. You need to go steal some supplies off his desk. Fuck that shit. That's right. That or I would get by all the time and be like, my water broke! I mean, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Ugh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Mom.
Yeah.
So, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Mom friends.
Yeah.
Who needs them? I do.
Yeah.
I probably
do.
We kind of do.
It's good to have them.
It's good to... sometimes the only place to feel normal is in a scenario full of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And usually being around other parents can help create that sense of chaos. And it is a strange feeling to only find normalcy and relaxation in that.
Yes.
But that's kind of key in those first, couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So put yourself out there. Don't let yourself get isolated or trapped. If the mom birds are working out for you, good. You're doing better than us.
Mm-hmm. You're probably doing better.
You probably are doing better than us.
Regardless.
Regardless of the show. Regardless. You definitely are doing better than us. Sing-alongs, libraries, find free things to take your kids to.
Mm-hmm.
Work out a couple of good, mom flirtation signals to share.
Mm-hmm.
Don't freak out if you start off meeting a dad first.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You're just looking for people to make yourself feel normal. Go easy on your non-mom friends and non-mom friends to go easy on us.
Mm-hmm.
And remember to stop feeling like shit for whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop feeling like shit for being a mom. Stop feeling like shit for being a dad. Stop feeling like shit for not having kids.
Yeah.
Just have a,
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
You're doing great.
You are.
Really.
Teresa, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. So are you, Biz.
Thank you. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, Lindsay Pavlis, our engineer, our husbands Stefan Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Do you have a genius or fail moment you'd like to share on the show? Then leave us a message at 206-350-9485. Full-on rage-induced rants are also welcome.
Well, daddy and baby, fuss and bite, got low down mama blue. Oh, said daddy and baby, fuss and bite.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.